And as we just learned, Alison Brown was known for breaking the first heart at Heartbreak Hill. That's at mile 20. WBUR reporter Yasmeen Ammer is there. Yasmeen, did you run any hills yourself today? How you doing?
Oh, no hills. I walked up and down Heartbreak Hill. So I actually looked at my phone to see how many steps I got in. I think I'm about maybe 5,000 steps, which isn't bad.
Not bad.
Marathon.
Not bad. Not 26.2 miles, but not bad.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
So you were listening just there to our interview with Anna Brown Jackson. Any reactions?
Yeah, I have to be honest and say that this is the first year I've heard this story, the story of Tarzan Brown. And what an incredible story. And maybe that is an upside of having it happen on such a different day in October, a day where we can connect this wonderful legacy to today. And I have to tell you, I have to share a very quick story, is that I was, again, like walking up Heartbreak Hill, and I come across this wooden statue, this beautiful big wooden statue in the front yard of this couple. And they'd been, you know, hosting marathon parties for 20 years, but this is the first day they're debuting this statue made of wood of an old maple tree that was dying in their front yard. And for a second there, I was like, oh, maybe this is one of Tarzan Brown. It turned out that, you know, when we talked about it, this was actually the first time that this couple had heard of Tarzan Brown. And even though they live like on Heartbreak Hill and they've been living there for 20 years, it's the first time, you know, they've understood and known like why it's called Heartbreak Hill and that legacy. And they found it fascinating, but that statue actually ended up being a tribute to all runners, as Charlotte McKee, who is one of the owners of the house, said.
Feels like kind of a coming out, you know, and an unveiling, and people are finally able to run the marathon together and stand here and watch together, and we can have our party. So it does feel different.
So speaking of runners, there's a lot of talk about how this year's race is different. It's different than usual. It's in the fall, falls on Indigenous Peoples Day in Boston. What is the atmosphere there? What's it been like? What are you hearing from spectators?
Yeah, it is a little different. And this isn't coming from me. This is kind of, I try to ask people who've been here for years. I wanted to get a sense of how different is this year than other years. And I spoke to a few people and spectators like Bruce Martin. He's been coming out here for years. And he says, you know, it is different. He was out before 9 a.m. to watch, you know, everybody. And he was a little sad to see a sparse crowd.
It affects my, I guess, energy level, because I want to see more people out cheering and supporting all the runners, from the wheelchair on to the last person that leaves Hoptekin.
As the day went on, you know, more people did start rolling in. You're still hearing people. You're still hearing the cowbells. There's a thinning crowd behind me, but, you know, it is still there. People are still hype. And at the 20-mile mark right before Heartbreak Hill, that's where I spoke to Melanie Conroy. She's been attending the race since around 2006, so she knows it's not the same race. But she was out with her young kids and so excited to be able to cheer on runners.
It doesn't feel as close to what you're familiar with and what you've loved as a tradition as you'd like it to be. But like all of these big benchmarks that happen over the year in celebrations, it's, you know, we'll take it. We'll take anything that's one more step closer to sort of celebrating the traditions and big events that, you know, we love and that normally mark our year and we look forward to.
So, Yasmeen, yes. Go ahead. No, go.
No, I was going to say, I was like, not the same, but, you know, like, there's still beauty to it.
I just thinking as I was listening to that sound, you know, we talked with the town manager of Hopkinton earlier, who was preparing for today and executing on today, but has another marathon coming in 6 months. Anybody talk about that today? Did you hear any buzz from people about the fact that 6 months from now, they're going to do it all over again?
You know, I heard about what it's like, what it was like to train for this specific marathon. Just people who know what running is like said it must have been extremely difficult to train in the summertime. It's for runners who are used to running marathons, it's much harder to run these long distances in the summer months than it is in the winter months. So, I mean, you're stopping, some of the hardest training maybe of your life to train some more during the winter. So it's just, I mean, from a runner's perspective, and which I'm not, it's very difficult, But I don't think the spectators, from a spectator point of view, I don't think they're going to be any less excited to celebrate runners 6 months from now.
Well, judging from the cowbells in the background, that sounds right. So this was your first time covering the marathon. Is there anything you saw today that's just going to really stick with you?
You know, and it started to stick with me when I was speaking to a woman named Ronelle Duke, and she's from Wisconsin. And she told me the story about her coming to watch her husband. Her husband's running the marathon. He's qualified twice, like because of the pandemic, he just hasn't been able to run. And it's been really important for him. And she got really emotional when she was talking to me because it's been such a hard year for the both of them. He's in the military and she has a job where she can't really travel. They've only seen each other twice in the last 12 months. And so I was listening to her, like kind of listening to some of the emotion in her voice. And it kind of hit me that, you know, we haven't really all been training for a marathon, that's fair, but we've all had an incredible year plus. Like, everybody kind of has a story, and this marathon, to me, like, kind of symbolizes different things for different people. It could be starting something new. It could be going back to something normal. It could be just overcoming the really difficult challenge. And, you know, it's just really important to kind of keep that in perspective and keep in perspective of, like, you know, where are we going to be the next marathon? Like, how is your life going to change and how is it going to be different and what kinds of things are we going to overcome? So that stuck with me very personally, just to think about, like, everyone in the crowd has had an extraordinary year and a half. And I always wonder what their stories are.
That is WBUR reporter Yasmeen Ammer with a great metaphor for us there. Hey, thanks for reporting for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tiziana.